From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to what they called the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. China's conclusion that some elected legislators are unfit for office has triggered a political uproar that threatens to deepen divisions between Hong Kong and China. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power, captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, though, is saying there has been no real progress so far in the offensive. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town for weeks. Ahead of the assault, Peshmerga Lieutenant Colonel Safin Rasun told Reuters that an estimated 100 IS fighters are inside Bashika. For more, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is almost over. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are on marathon campaign swings before Tuesday's election. Trump headed to five states. Clinton made four stops in three states. This year's campaign has been unusually nasty, but these voters think after all the shouting is over, Americans will come back together.
You're talking to a woman whose husband is a Republican. So, I don't know. My husband and I made it through many elections, and I think that people down deep are just people. Your neighbor is still your neighbor.
This is the greatest country in the world, and do we have issues? We absolutely do. But at the end of the day, people always come together.
The problems that there are right now are going to take some time and healing, and so it's nothing that can happen in one day's time.
U.S. political surveys continue to show Clinton with a small, consistent edge of about 2 or 3 percentage points in the national popular vote. You can find more on the U.S. presidential elections as well as live coverage Tuesday evening on voanews.com. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city hosts the election night gatherings of both major presidential party candidates. It is rare for both major candidates to locate their headquarters in the same city. James O'Neill is the New York City Police Commissioner.
So in addition to securing the over 1,000 polling sites around the five boroughs all day, we also have two large venues, the Jacob Javits Center and a New York Hilton hotel to safeguard as well.
Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that Al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on or before the election. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died Monday of complications from Parkinson's disease. She was 78 years old. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting on how to implement the Paris Agreement on global warming. Top U.N. climate official Patricia Espinosa told delegates to the two-week meeting in Morocco that no one can doubt that the world is shifting to what she called a low-emission, resilient society.
Achieving the aims and ambitions of the Paris Agreement is not a given. We have embarked on an effort to change the course of two centuries of carbon-intense development. The peaking of global emissions is urgent.
The immediate task for the delegates is to write a rule book, including how to measure and report emissions. In the aftermath of its flammable phone scandal, Korean electronics company Samsung has issued apologies to Americans in major newspapers. The company's Galaxy Note 7 has been recalled due to potentially defective batteries that can lead to fires. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.